Welcome to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Langan. The federal data strategy is enabling agencies to embrace a more data-driven government. Agencies including the Department of Interior, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Justice are working to optimize their use of data to deliver on today's mission and how it can drive their ability to enhance citizen engagement and services. Agencies are also making data visible and accessible like never before. But with that also comes the challenge of securing the data and the ability to gain the most value from it. And today we're joined by David DeVries, Senior Director, Strategic Initiatives for SLED at Commvault, and Richard Breakiron, Senior Director, Strategic Initiatives for Fed, DoD, and the Intelligence Community at Commvault. And David is a former Department of Defense Deputy CIO, Office of Personnel Management CIO, and Director of the Department of Technology Management and Budget and State CIO for the state of Michigan. Richard also served as the Executive Program Director for the Joint Regional Security Stack Program at DISA. He also served at the Pentagon in the Office of the U.S. Army Chief Information Officer, G6, as a Network Capacity Domain Manager and Interim Chief Integration Officer. And both Richard and David bring close to 80 years of collective experience and insights from the DoD, federal agencies, and state and local government. And Richard and David, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Glad to be here.
Sure. No, it's great to have you both here today. And let's start at the top. From your perspective, what are the driving forces behind changing the flow and management of data? And we'll go to Dave first on that one.
Thanks, Matt. Well, I think what's changing around us is the greater awareness of how information or data is driving the world as we know it today. Just look at the last 3 months with this COVID pandemic ongoing. At first, we were all glued to our screens. How bad is it in New York City? How bad is it in this country? How bad is it in that country? There are all kinds of questions. And then within a matter of hours and days, things appeared, information flowed. And you know, that it wasn't just coming out of your local TV station. They were getting it from a centralized place there. And if you take that and extrapolate it all the way down to the federal agencies, they are all turning more and more to what data do I have permission to receive from the citizens or the other federal employees to collect and do my mission, my business that I'm organized to do. You mentioned in your startup there, Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and you know, Department of Homeland Security is a great case. That is several different agencies beneath them that you read about in the news, the Customs and Border Patrol, and several other ones there with immigration and so forth. All that is consuming more and more data and then helping to share it so that we don't have to input that data multiple times over. And with that then is when I begin to recognize I have data and it's important to other folks, then how do I share it? How do I still maintain my authority to collect it and manage it, but then how do I share it securely with someone else? And that's really what's changing. And it's not just overnight. We've been trying to make this thing happen for over a decade now across the federal scape. But with the recent publication of the federal data strategy, it's recodified the effort. And now people are beginning to see, oh, there is something behind that strategy. If I take the strategy and I do something with it, I can do it and I can share this data. And I think that's the key part of it there. The other thing that's happening is at the CXO level, the corporate structure at the top of which the CIO, the Chief Information Officer, is part of, they're beginning to rely upon data to make their decisions. How do I justify my budget for this year? How do I justify it for the next couple of years? In the case of the federal space, how do I do it for the next 5 years? You have to have a crystal ball for that, and you can't just keep going with the same thing. Well, I spent $5 on this last year. I'll keep spending $5 on it for the next 3 years. You can't shift and change your target. And so they're beginning to realize I have got to have data here to help me influence both my own organization, but then ultimately to justify my request for money up to Congress, who ultimately grants it out there. So I think that's the other side of it, is that they're moving into greater awareness of I need to look ahead. Finally, they're getting away from justifying their budgets and what they run a day on a day-to-day basis based on systems. They're not looking at the holistic thing of I'm the Department of Justice. I have a very important group beneath me called the IRS. How do I collect all that income tax information? How do I collect these things? How do I share that thing? How do I secure it? And at the same time, how do I go through an IT modernization effort? And that's where we're looking at all those things, because this COVID-19 pandemic is going to change how companies, how federal agencies, how Congress is going to look at how do we spend our dollars in the weeks, months, and years ahead. With that, I'll turn it over to Richard for any additional comments on this part.
Hey, thanks, Dave. I think you've really hit the really strong key points. Government today has always run on some form of information transfer and data. Now more than ever, they're learning from industry. Industry is learning how to integrate machine learning, artificial intelligence, help them with their business processes. Government is now learning to adopt many of those same programs and many of those initiatives. It is all about having visibility of the data, figuring out how everybody that you need to gets access, how it becomes usable in a format that everybody can make sense of it. So it's a great time. I mean, it's a dynamic time when it comes to data management across the government.
Great insights there, and perfect segue into the next question. So certainly, based on what you said, data is really a driving factor, and data and data management are critical. So from a government perspective, what does it really mean to be data ready? And we'll start with Richard on that one.
All right. Hey, thanks, Matt. And so for me, data ready is a commentary that goes along the same way any organization needs to be ready in general. And for the senior leaders of the government, they've always focused on those three principal areas of my core resources that I can manage within my organization are my people, my processes, and the technology that I use to make my organization run smoother. Key pieces today with data management, how are they getting data ready? Hey, do I have the right technical skills? If I don't, can I get my people trained? On the process standpoint, are there new and better ways? Are there things that I can let machines make decisions at lower level decisions that are always pretty straightforward and don't impact the whole organization? In that process standpoint, you also not only to figure out what those new processes are, but you are going to also have to train the processes back to the people point, and you're also going to have to test them. So technology is the really game changer in many of the resources that the government has, same way with industry. Everybody wants to leverage the new automation capabilities that allow you to get either greater insight, as Dave was saying earlier, into how you're doing business. But it's not only greater insight from your own data, it's being able to synthesize this data across a whole myriad of capabilities. The last part about when you integrate technology, though, and this is an important piece I think everybody needs to remember, is what is the business process? Who is going to use the final result of the synthesized data that becomes information? And what I mean by that is, Dave mentioned custom and border protection. Problem they had was, how do I get my intel analyst to be able to look at a manifest in under 4 minutes at that very last stage of boarding a plane? And they were given spreadsheets of, 100 names down the left-hand side and 30 columns across the top. And they sort of had to quickly scan, and it's almost impossible. Here's where automation gets you ready. I'll tell you how you get ready. I'll start categorizing each of these passenger manifests with gumballs. I'll give them a red. Do not let this person board. Green. Hey, good to go. All of our criteria are right. Or yellow. There's something wrong here. And I don't have enough information based on the rule set, the machine learning, or the artificial intelligence framework that you've given me. Critical steps are, how are you going to integrate people, process, and technology to be ready to respond to the contingencies you hadn't seen? Dave, I know you've got some things that your experience has that could add to this.
No, I think I'd just like to highlight what you're saying there. Data readiness is no longer about the IT or the administrator at the bottom who maintains the server and the databases and so forth. It's not their responsibility. This is everyone's responsibility, from the top of the leadership channel all the way down. And it's about asking those questions. As Richard pointed out, it's about having the information provided to you that you can see a ready snapshot and be able to make decisions and or support somebody as they are working to change something to better enable it. And I think, if you reflect back, here we are making this podcast. We're all doing it from our respective homes due to the stay at home, be safe order. Well, what if we were school teachers and we were talking to our classes out there, our students out there? What if we're a large government organization? You're still needing to collaborate and communicate and share that stuff there. And I think that's what it means to be data ready too, that I can provide those services out there, that the data is still being protected back here, but it also can be consumable and shareable across the way. And it's a whole new different way of looking at it. As I said before, when I answered the first question about being what the new data management is, it is no longer about systems. It is about the data. Data is everything now.
That's great. Now I'm going to slightly go off script as maybe sub question for this one. So obviously there's a massive amount of data being created. We've seen it for many, many years. We've heard about the data deluge, especially on the defense and intelligence side. But from your perspective, what role does the cloud play in this arena? And I'll just open it up to whoever wants to answer that one first.
Okay, well, Dave, I'll take a quick shot at it. The real key is cloud all of a sudden allows organizations to start bringing business processes into a common infrastructure that they don't have to worry about. For most major businesses and the DoD, civilian agencies, they are not, their core competency is not, hey, let's have my own IT and let's run my own voice, video, and telephone and data sharing and collaboration. Hey, they now have this opportunity. They get to leverage cloud and they get to get scale up and scale out on demand at a very, very economical price. Now, government has a couple extra challenges here, and it goes back to being data ready, and Dave's touched on it as well. Okay, if I put it up in a cloud, how do I make sure the facility is secure? How do I make sure the people that are running the facility have clearances or are authorized to work with that data? Whole series of other dominoes come into play when we talk cloud. Dave?
And I'll just add on to that, you know, cloud is not a new term. It's been around for a number of years. And when I lived in the DC area, I used to go into work and listen to it on the radio. And I'd learned that thing that if you buy the cloud, if you go to the cloud, you will be saved. But then I realized that that's why it was raining all the time there, because everybody was buying every type of cloud out there. Today, we're more mature about that. There are cloud providers and they have what I would call the left or right boundaries, is what you talked about with the security and how to maintain it and so forth. And we got the FedRAMP standards across the federal space. And we're doing adoptions of that all the way down through the state and local governments too. Why? Because leaders realized that data and information is important and it's got to be secured. And back in the old days when only the Department of Defense was concerned about that, it's now true across all sectors of life. You take, for example, what's happening in Europe with the GDPR, that's because they're concerned about their data with their sovereign country and that it stays protected there. And you're going to see much of the same thing happen here within the states. In answer to your question there about how does this cloud movement change, it's really offering up opportunities to go that is just as secure, but more standardized, if you will, than building it in your own data center and maintaining your own stacks of hardware and rooms and all that kind of stuff. And ultimately, I think you'll find that it will be cheaper for them to do it that way. And it's a whole different kind of budgeting where you're now budgeting it on the usage and you can predict that, rather than when you got to do the capitalization and put the huge expenditures in. And then in the case of the federal space, trying to justify the huge expenditure of something to Congress to get the funding approved, and then two, to get it through the contractual process.
Great insights there. Let's shift over and talk about value. And from your perspective, how are government organizations generating the most value from their data? And we'll start with Richard on that one.
Okay. Thanks, Matt. So for me, when I look at value in data, I always look at the federal government is really trying to provide a great national security for all their citizens. And the way they do that is they make sure that they have actionable insight from information that they get. And an old framework that started first in the DoD, but has been probably incorporated across all government, many of our commercial industries, is this concept of you observe, you orient, you decide, you act. So to get data to be valuable, first of all, you got to collect it. You got to manage how you get that data. You've got to put context to it. When you orient yourself to data, you got to have, so what's the value? Am I trying to predict a weather event that's going to inundate New Orleans and how I need to get prepared for that? Do I get FEMA involved? What do I do from a context perspective? With those two elements in place, I need to decide and act. And again, data is driving this entire chain. At every element, once you've made your decision and you want to act, you now need to be able to push that decision out and make sure the resources that you want to react to the event that you're occurring happens. Value from data comes when, again, mentioned a little earlier, when you can synthesize it, when you can present to a decision maker what used to be this huge deluge, as you said, Matt, of volume, variety, velocity, and you bring it down to a manageable piece that they can say, oh, I understand what's going here. I can logically start to sift through this and make the next step. So I think for me, the value of data is best when it is collectively put together and presented back to decision makers that are trying to make it better, take action, fill a gap. You always want to be able to make it better.
And I guess I'll just add on some use case, maybe. You know, with this pandemic event that's still happening around us all, is there's a, you're seeing it every day on newscasts and on news briefs and so forth, where there's a storyline that comes out and it came out of a particular agency or headquarters, but you know that they did not collect all that data themselves. You know, one of the greatest things that you're seeing here now that was always behind the scenes is the data sharing and the information sharing taking place between the states and their various operation centers and medical health systems and so forth, and the CDC and NIH, and coming up with vaccines and talking about test results and about a few other things. That is not a mad scramble of media people that took together sentences. So that's based on real data that's being flowing through the medical systems and up through the hierarchy there. We don't have to know how it is, but those people that are involved with that are doing a massive job at that. For years, we've been benefiting from that in the terms of weather forecasting. You hear about the European model and the North American model, but there's a whole lot more involved with just even those types of predictions and the information sharing and, of course, across the other sectors. That is so true within all these other federal agencies that we talked about, with Department of Homeland Security, Treasury, Department of Interior. All of them are not only sharing down in through their own department level, but across to the other agencies too. And that's where the real value is coming out of this.
Excellent. You know, this has been a wonderful podcast and lots of great insights here. And for our final words, parting shot question, it is, so what guidance do you have for agencies on how to get started on a holistic data management strategy? And maybe we'll start with Dave on that.
So again, it's not going to happen overnight. And two, I think you need to have a governance team, if you will, made up of the leadership that deals with the hard questions. What type of data does my organization, my business generate? Why do I generate it? Why do I retain it? And then if I look at it, why do I retain it? And how long do I have to retain it? Are there laws that govern that? Or is it just somebody that says, oh, I don't know, well, we'll just hang on to it because we have it. Because it does cost money to retain it. And it does present a risk in both informational value, but also security risk if it gets into the wrong hands at the wrong point in time.
Right.
And then thirdly, just to keep the cost down. Richard?
Yeah, so I guess when I really look at this whole context, I am sort of trying to figure out that data is often just generated in an ad hoc fashion in a lot of organizations, especially in the federal government from a policy perspective. What you really need to do is try and help people from a best business practice as to what is it that your mission is and align mission and outcomes to the data sources and how you're trying to drive a solution, and make sure that you're framing your information management and your data management within that context the way Dave outlined. So for me, that's start with use cases. Start with use cases that you need, maybe where you have gaps or where it's not working the way you want it to, and start trying to trace maybe there's an underlying cause of that within your data management systems or your information systems. And then start making a logical path, all walk, run, as Dave alluded to. You can't do it all overnight, so do bits and pieces. And lastly, you know, go research. Go to the Gartners of the world. Go to the Forrester. Go to industry other than just the providers of capabilities, but go to the independent agencies. Read what they're saying. Listen to them, because they actually have a lot of ability to frame the discussion that would help a lot of government leaders in the baseline challenges of getting a handle on where, on what they're struggling with, and how best to then turn to industry for answers that might work.
This concludes this episode of the Government Technology Insider podcast series, where David DeVries, Senior Director, Strategic Initiatives for SLED at Commvault, and Richard Breakiron, Senior Director, Strategic Initiatives for Fed, DoD, and the intelligence community at Commvault, discussed how today's federal agencies can become more data-ready, develop a holistic data management strategy, and much more. And Richard and David, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Thanks, Dave.